أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran, today we will look at an ayah that still begins with Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, and still from Surah Al-Baqarah. This time it's one that's just the ayah before Ayat Al-Kursi, and there's a significance about it too. It's ayah 254. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. Anfiqu is spend in His way. Spend in the way of Allah, which means share, give out to creation. Mimma razaqnakum, from that which we have provided you. It's quite awesome the way he puts it. It wasn't yours anyway, he's saying. So what we're saying is give it back to us. That's what divinity is saying. And then he says, when? مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَعْتِيَ يَوْمٌ, before the day comes. Which day? Now he mentions three qualities of this day. He says, لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ. On the day when there will be no trade, no bargaining, no friendship, and no intercession. Now, it's not a total no here. And that's because of the Arabic language. If you look at the tanween at the end, the bay'un and the qullatun and the shafa'atun, means there are slight exceptions, which we see in Ayatul Kursi. When he talks about shafa'ah, he says, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. Who is there who will intercede with him except with his permission? But in essence, the message of this ayah is that spend out in His way. Do everything you can, the best you can, to serve humanity before Qiyamah. Every single good deed, however small, is immeasurably significant. And then Allah ends here saying, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who cover up the truth, they cover up the truth about the messenger, they cover up the truth about doing good, they are just unjust, and they're unjust to themselves. So if I'm looking at a whole bit about this ayahs, it's not like I'm going to wait and see if somebody's going to do my shafa'ah, or maybe on the day of Qiyamah I'll be able to barter. I won't. It has to be done here. There's a beautiful story we'll tell children about a young man who comes to the Prophet and he says, Ya Rasulullah, my father has died and he asked me to give out this big warehouse of dates with your hands after he died. So the Prophet agreed to distribute the dates, and he distributed it to the people who needed it the most. And when all of them were distributed, he told Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, Ya Ali, can you go in and check that there's none left? And Imam walked in, and when he came out, he said, well, I found this one date that stuck to the bottom of my feet. And the Prophet took this date and he said, I swear by He who holds my soul. In other words, he's saying, I swear by divinity that if this man had given away this date, this tiny date that has stuck to your feet in his lifetime, it should have been worth more than this whole warehouse that was distributed by my hands after his death. And therefore a phenomenal ayah to be able to take into mind. Do the best you can every day. Measure yourself. If you go to sleep at night, what did you do today that made a difference in somebody else's life? And if you can't think of anybody, pick up the phone. Call someone. Make them smile. Somebody you haven't called before. It's a phenomenal way to end the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are able to do good as much as possible, so that when we end our life, we can say, or when death comes to us, we can say, thank you for life. We did our best to be able to leave the world a better place than what we found it in. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.